We have somebody else in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, John Pascuzzi.
Youngster, I want you to know when this lovely young lady came to me over the weekend, she said, do you know Dick Young? So I said, well, yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I said, well, I know you're going to see him on Monday. Would you tell him that my grandmother grew up with him in radio? And I said, I would say that. So her grandmother grew up with you in radio, and you know what? You've outlasted her because she's no longer with us.
Oh,
yeah, so there
that
you go.
That makes me feel good.
Well, I understand.
I'm really happy about that one.
I'm only Josh.
I know you.
But you know, we played in Knoxville in '45. You know that in the old days.
Yeah, that's right.
Youngster, I remember listening to you. Believe it or not, it was December 1961, and we had 22 inches of snow.
Yep.
And you were on the. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It was like horizontal snow. We all got out of school early. There was lightning, and you and I think Hal Moore went wire to wire that night.
Yeah, we did. We stayed. I think we stayed in the studio for like 2 or 3 days, slept here and everything, you know. Yeah, true story. Yeah.
But, you know, and of course, that was a forerunner to you sleeping in your car with all these,
all these what?
You know, those stories we just can't tell that we were talking about.
Live radio, you just never know.
Good night, everybody.
John. I think I'm going to turn the channel.
One of these days when Dick writes his memoirs, oh, my, what stories he can tell.
John Pascoe. Thank you.
Congratulations,
Young Z. Excuse me, if ever I put out that book I'm about to write called Thanks for Turning Me On, you're in big trouble, pal.
All right, I love it.
You're the best, Young Z.
Thank you, John.